Special state of Minnesota for the special following of Emerson Polling. And there's a way to plug to participate with us on Twitter, by the way. Almost assuredly we'd have a poll thrown your way. Anyways, Minnesota, two Senate seats up for grabs, as well as a governorship and a couple of big House races. But no more beating around the bush. Emerson pollster Spencer Kimball, start with the governor's race.
Well, the current governor, Mark Dayton, is somewhat popular in the state. He's got a 39% approval, 33% disapproval, but he's not running for re-election. And the Democrats really have a brawl on their hands between what was presumably the lead horse, Attorney General Lori Swanson. When she jumped in the race, that kind of opened up the door for Keith Ellison to jump out of the 5th District. He's running for AG. And there was a whole, you know, effect of different races opening up, obviously the 8th District with her running mate as well. But in this poll, we find that the race is really tight. 29% is with Swanson. Tim Walz, the representative out of the 1st District, is at 28%. A former state house majority leader, Erin Murphy, she's statistically tied, but a little bit behind at 19%. And we still have about a quarter of the electorate, 24%, undecided or voting for somebody else.
Each of these candidates, do they got like a base of support to draw on? Where is it? I mean, that's sort of a way to
Yeah, it's going to be interesting on Tuesday because Walz is out of the 1st District. He's the congressman. And so we're going to expect a good turnout for him out of that area. And if he's going to win, he's going to need a good turnout of the 1st District. Murphy and Swanson have got an interesting little battle going because we know that the Democrats this year are running strong women and they're winning at record numbers. But in this race, Murphy's endorsed by Emily's List. She's endorsed by the party. But Swanson's kind of the brand name because she's won before. And so while Murphy's going to do well in the, you know, metropolitan area, Swanson, because she's got a running mate, the congressman up in the 8th District, Rick Nolan, he's going to be able to probably pull a lot of votes from the north. And it's going to be a real exciting night on Tuesday to see if there's enough votes in the South for Walz, enough votes in the North for Swanson, or if Murphy is able to take the race. Remember, she's endorsed by Emily's List, and they've had a pretty good track record this season.
Okay. What about the Republicans?
The Republicans, when Tim Pawlenty, the former governor, entered the field, a lot of people thought that the race was over, but Jeff Johnson was able to get the party endorsement. And what we're seeing is Jeff Johnson is the party, you know, he's right with Republicans. He's winning 39-38. But amongst independents who plan to vote in the Republican primary, Pawlenty is up 66-13. And overall, Pawlenty's got about a 9-point lead, 43-34.
You got any early predictors or even early predictions for the governor's race?
Well, we took a look at some hypothetical general election matchups, and it really, at this point, won't matter who the Republicans or Democrats nominate in a hypothetical matchup between Swanson and Pawlenty. Swanson leads 44-36, an 8-point lead. Walz versus Pawlenty, it's an 11-point lead, 44-33. If it was Johnson who gets the nomination, it tightens just a little bit, but that I feel is a name recognition issue. And, you know, both Democrats would start with nearly a double digit lead in after Tuesday.
We'll shift to the Senate races. And correct me if I'm wrong. Minnesota is the only state, or Mississippi is the only other state, excuse me, with two open Senate seats. Is that correct?
That is correct. Well, not, yeah, I wouldn't say open. Klobuchar is and Wicker down in Mississippi are the incumbents. But yeah, in the second race is you have Cindy Hyde-Smith down in Mississippi, but you have Tina Smith up here in Minnesota.
Okay, what about those two open Senate races?
So
start with either one.
This is interesting. So Amy Klobuchar, she is the incumbent. She's running against the likely GOP nominee, Jim Neuberger. In our poll, she's up 50-26, so that's a 24-point lead. Tina Smith, she presumably the nominee, though she might have an issue with Richard Painter in the primary, but presuming she gets out of that, Painter, you might recall, you see him on CNN, very anti-Trump, and moved from being a Republican into this primary. But presuming
that's the former Bush ethics lawyer, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
But presuming
very
that Smith gets the nomination, she leads Karen Housley, 32-28. That's a 4-point gap. So, you know, you're looking at a 25-point gap for Klobuchar. That's what you want to see out of an incumbent. But instead, what we have here is a very tight race. And what was interesting is we even popped in Al Franken versus Karen Housley. Remember, Franken had to retire, or as part of during the fall of 2017. And when he gets in the race, he's up only 1 point, 41-40. So, you know, Franken is certainly not in position right now for a political comeback. But you can also see that this Senate race is potentially something that the Republicans might be able to pick up, though I think it's quite a long shot at this stage to presume that. But Housley is a state senator, and for a state that loves hockey, her husband is a Buffalo Sabres head coach, and that might work for her, you know, being able to connect, similar to what we're seeing up in the 8th District with Pete Stauber, a former NHL player for the Red Wings. He's looking to actually fill Nolan's seat. Remember, Nolan is the running mate for Swanson.